We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Riverfront Bengals Show, episode 35. No, you're not smoking something. This is the second episode of the day. We are live and in charge tonight. I am Joe Farsing. Alongside me, that handsome gentleman neither needs nor deserves an introduction. It's Tim Daniel. Tim, what's going on tonight, bud?
Hey, Joe. I'm watching the NFL draft with you.
Is that exactly how you thought you were going to spend your Thursday evening?
To be honest with you, no, not at all. So when you were like putting something out, I was like, you know, I don't have anything to do. Like, my wife and I are just rewatching Sopranos right now. So I was like, all right, I'll just hang out and we'll watch that. I'll hang out with Joe. And I owe him one for going on my show a couple weeks ago. So
I appreciate it. I mean, I was very well prepared for this. I thought of it at what time did I send out the call? Like 2 o'clock this afternoon or something crazy like that?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like, oh, this might be a good idea, because as opposed to waiting until midnight till the round's over and then trying to record something, we'll just do a live reaction. What a cool idea. See, and then I thought no one was going to show up, so, you know, because a lot of times I feel like this.
Why do people run from me?
I'm all for Simpsons references, so that was perfect.
Anytime you can drop a Ralph Wiggum, it's always apropos. It could have nothing to do. I mean, you could be talking about someone's funeral and drop a Ralph Wiggum, and I think it's completely cool.
Yeah, I'm exactly on that same brainwave. I always, like, you know, I always reference Simpsons episodes. It's kind of like one of my things. But of course, you know, I always go with the company softball game because it's an all-timer. Homer at the bat, where they find a way to make fun of the natural in it, and I'm like, good, because that movie's terrible. I hope Chad didn't hear me say that.
You don't like The Natural?
No, it's not very good. What?
I'm gonna have to take you to task on this for another time. Like, it's not my favorite baseball movie, but it's a good baseball movie, man.
It's fine. It's definitely better than Hoosiers. I think Hoosiers is like the most overrated sports movie of all time.
It's a terrible baseball movie. Absolutely the worst baseball movie.
Hoosiers is a basketball movie.
I know.
Oh, holy crap. So Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the first wide receiver taken.
Yeah. He just went off the board to the Ravens. Apparently they're serious about getting Lamar Jackson some weapons. Lamar, with signing a huge, finally got all that drama and all that crap finished up, a huge 5-year, $260 million. I still haven't had a chance to check the details. We recorded our episode earlier with Greg. I had to run out the door to baseball practice. My arm is dead from pitching BP to 15 kids. And then run home, eat, shower up, and here I am. So
are you getting sent down? Are you going to get sent down to AAA?
I needed to call in the righty. I'm left-handed. And I, you know,
me too.
So.
Yeah, me too. It's the Seahawks, actually. You said the Ravens, but. Birds.
I'm sorry. I read a tweet wrong.
Birds are.
That's what happens when you look at tweets instead of actual draft boards. First, I'm just going to recap top to bottom where we are right now in the draft. First overall, Bryce Young, Alabama, pretty much as expected. Second, C.J. Stroud, Ohio State, to Texans. There's a lot of weird, crazy smoke going around that they were going to take. You know, they were going to pass on a quarterback, which I thought was the absolute dumbest idea.
Always thought that was a lie.
Yeah, it's just, again, there's so much misdirection and I won't say lies, but I mean, they're just putting shit out there to see who's, you know, if anyone wants to trade up or give some kind of crazy package or whatever. I think CJ Stroud's probably the safest quarterback this year. I don't think he's going to be spectacular, but if you put a team around him, I think he can do what Matt Ryan. Yeah, I mean, I think he can do what Matt Ryan did before the second half of the Super Bowl a few years ago. A top end Andy Dalton, if you will. Then the Texans traded back in. Our good buddy Carlos will be happy that they got their quarterback and traded back up to get Will Anderson Jr. Did you see the package that they gave up?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a lot. They gave up their swapped their first rounders.
Saw that part.
Gave them first rounder next year, a second rounder this year, second rounder next year. It's a lot. If you're getting Von Miller, awesome. I don't think he's Von Miller. I think he's going to be good, but I don't think he's going to be, you know, he's not going to be that 22nd a year player.
I think he's going to be pretty damn good. I think he's going to be top end defender. I think I actually like it for them. First off, it's a franchise that has like done nothing to let their fan base like believe in them.
Yeah.
So this was something that really kind of was like, hey, we're serious about, you know, being good again eventually. So I like it.
It's not a bad move by any means, but I think for what I think he'll be versus the amount of capital they gave up
is a lot.
They're bank again. You give up that much, you're banking on someone to be all pro, Pro Bowl, you know, Pro Bowl all pro within his first couple years. Next on the list is probably my bigger shocker, Anthony Richardson to Indianapolis. I'm not high on Richardson again. For the five people that watched our earlier episode with Greg, I thought that he might drop. He has all the physical ability. I mean, he's probably the most physically impressive man to enter the NFL to play quarterback. They say he's got absolute awesome pocket awareness. Like, you know, he feels the rush coming, steps up. But he only completed 53% of his passes to an SEC receiving core. Like, that screams more project to me than, I don't know. And anymore, in the past 10, 15 years, your top half of, your top handful of draft picks for quarterbacks, they're expected to step in day one and improve the team. And that's not him. Like, that's not him this year. It maybe next year, maybe end it. Like, I don't know.
They got Minshew mania in there. So, you know,
they've got Minshew, Nick Foles and Sam Ellinger, the guy that drafted from Texas a couple years ago.
Sam Ellinger, yeah.
Ellinger, yeah. So they got a crowded room, and he's not going to have to start, but they don't – I don't know. Weird pick for me. If anyone would have gotten Will Levis, I think that would have been a better spot for him.
I agree.
Seahawks got Devin Witherspoon. Cornerback out of Illinois. I think that's a good pick. Good size, not great size. If you're picking a cornerback that high, you want him to be 6'2", 6'3", like Stingley last year and my boy Sauce Gardner. He's only 6 foot, but it's a good pick. Arizona, after trading down and then back up, they traded the 3 pick to the Texans, went down, and then traded back up with, I can't remember who they traded back up with. Again, this is what happens when you're gone for a couple hours of the evening and trying to catch up on all the picks and live recording, y'all. They picked Paris Johnson, who was the best offensive lineman, local kid.
Yeah, I love that pick.
Yeah, St. Xavier, Ohio State. I knew there was no chance that he was going to make it to the Bengals, but I thought it would have been great if, you know, I wouldn't have been mad if they would have jumped up to get him. He'd be able to just step in day one, play right tackle, and solidify that side of the line. Raiders took Tyree Wilson out of Texas Tech, seventh. He was, I don't say rumor, but there was a lot of talk, bluster about him going top two, three picks. Very productive defensive end. It's, I don't know how much they, I mean, you can never have too many pass rushers, but they've got Chandler Jones. They've got Max Crosby. Maybe could have filled a better, you know, filled a need elsewhere with that pick. I don't know. Good player, not the greatest fit. Speaking of good player, not the greatest fit, Falcons going with Bijan Robinson out of Texas at eight. Do you, could you imagine, like, did you have any thought that he'd go that high?
I had read some places earlier today that were saying he could potentially go top 10. You know, I know the whole like thing in there for the NFL now is you don't take running back so early. And I agree with that. They're, you know, obviously if you look at the league, you know, the league spread of that position. But he's a very special player. He's a very, very good talent. Yeah. I think, you know, Adam Kramer is a buddy of mine who Cakes and Eggs wrote an article about him saying he was the best high school football player he ever saw play.
Okay.
So, and Adam Kramer's been covering football since I was a teenager. So I
long,
trust him.
Long time, long, long time.
Yeah. 15, 16 years, as far as I know. yeah. So I like him a lot. I don't know if I would have taken him 10th in the top 10. I don't hate it though.
Again, to me, it's more about value. It's not, you know,
sure,
it's not the player. It's the value. It's
right.
That Falcons have had a fantastic offseason. They brought in a lot of guys on the defense. They brought in Jesse Bates. They brought in Jeff Okuda, who's, you know, really high draft pick a few years ago in the Lions. Needed a new scenery. Like he underachieved a little bit, but he's got a ton of talent. They brought in some guys for their defensive line. And it's, I didn't think they needed a running back. Like they had Cordell Patterson and totally spacing on the rookie they had last year. Tyler Algiers. And I thought he was a decent running, you know, I thought he was fine. And again, I mean, more weapons. I mean, Bengals with Jamar Chase. Picked. I mean, yeah. I mean, more weapons, the better, but I don't know. It kind of bummed me out because it started a push, you know, for other running backs that I thought may be available and would, you know, might be a decent pick. Jalen Carter, his drop not so much of a drop. It was, he was projected to possibly be number one, number two, top handful of picks after the issues with the car incident in Georgia. He went ninth to the Eagles, which, I mean, that's a very Eagles pick.
Yeah.
You know, they're a good team. I mean, they're going to walk through the NFC. NFC is bad, and they're going to they might go 15-2 next year. It's they got a wealth of riches. They lost a few guys from the line last year, or, you know, in free agency, but they're just building right back up. I think that's a great pick.
Yeah. I like that pick a lot.
Yeah. Bears did a very smart thing and got some protection for Justin Fields. They got Darnell Wright, who was, I was hoping, I think he's my second favorite tackle in this draft. I was hoping maybe he'd slip down, you know, again, not happening, but yeah, they picked him 10th. So again, Justin Fields needs somebody to keep him upright, so he's not having to run. I'm not the biggest Justin Fields fan. I think he's a fantastic runner. He's electric. But he's very, very streaky. I mean, his passing has to improve for them to do anything. But this was a smart move for them. Looks like the Titans got Peter Skoronski, the other tackle from Northwestern. He was, I guess, the safest. Everyone said he was probably the safest pick of the tackles. But then there's a lot of buzz that he's more of a guard because he's on the smaller side, kind of Jonah Williams type player. Somebody's, you know, got shorter arms, not, you know, great technical ability, but might be a better fit in the interior of the line. Remains to be seen what the Titans do there. They're going to have a really nice stadium in a couple years for him to play his home games in, but
yeah, good Lord.
$2.1 billion.
Which is like, I was just at Nissan Stadium in July. Pretty decent stadium.
It's a year older than Paul Brown now, and there's a lot of talk about, like, Hamilton County actually wants the Bengals to build a new stadium if they're, you know, instead of renovate, which is weird for the county to say because they want a dome for,
yeah,
aim for the sky, Super Bowl, and at the least, you know, Final Fours, stuff like that. But man, stadium's 20 some odd years and it's time to replace, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the most personal. It doesn't have a ton of personality in it, so.
You can get more into politics, but just the corporate welfare, it's crap. Cities, no one wants to lose their team. I mean, I was a teenager. I was 15 when the Reds and Bengals, you know, were on the ballot for their new stadiums. And again, I didn't live in Hamilton County. I lived in Claremont County. And not even caring about sales tax and all that crap, or thinking like, why are we giving hundreds of millions of dollars to billionaires to build them an office? But it, you know, you only think about like how much these teams mean to the cities, but man, it's crazy. Anyway, we're off topic. This is the pick that kind of bummed me out. 12th pick, the Lions got Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama. It's a huge surprise. I think they were absolute banking on Robinson to fall.
Absolutely. I think so too.
And I mean, there was a lot of smoke about him going there, and that's kind of where I thought. And then hoping that Gibbs could possibly be around when the Bengals pick, and they both go in the top 12. That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Especially you talked about a team that had, you know, with the decisions they made earlier as far as like pass rushers, like the Lions had like DeAndre Swift. They had, you know, these guys. It's like, well, yeah, you know, I guess we'll, you know, get this guy here. So
yeah, they were a fun offense though. They were an absolute fun offense to watch. And Gibbs, I mean, he's a unique talent. I mean, he is.
Yeah.
Especially coming out of the backfield as a receiver. He's got fantastic hands and just that quick twitch. Again, more talent is, you know, more talent's great, but well, we got a run of wide receivers going on right now. And again, it'll be fun to see what he does in that offense, but I don't know if that's, you know, trade back if that's the guy you want. He'd still be there five picks later. Next pick, the Packers picked Lucas Van Ness out of Iowa. I kind of thought they'd be going wide receiver there.
I did too.
Jordan Love needs more playmakers. Aaron Rodgers needed more playmakers, and they gave him Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, and took Watson 14 games, you know, how, you know, it took him a long time to get rolling. But you get a defensive end out of the Big Ten. I mean, those guys are, you know, that's about as you can bank on that, about as much as you can bank on anything else. Iowa, for the fact that they're always good, never great program, they churn out a ton of ball, you know, a ton of good ball players. It's crazy the amount of offensive and defensive linemen, and hell, even tight ends that roll out of that place. For as terrible as that offense has been. Next pick, Broderick Jones, tackle out of Georgia to the much beloved Steelers. Great. You still have Kenny Pickett. You have the current incantation of prime Andy Dalton as your quarterback. Their offensive line, I mean, they've kind of been in a similar situation, not as bad as the Bengals, but for the last couple of years with a weaker offensive line. So it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
They traded with in the whole Aaron Rodgers deal. They traded from 13 to 15, you know, fell back from 13 to 15. They got Will McDonald out of Iowa State, outside linebacker. Right? He's more of an edge rusher. That's a loaded defense. They were great last year. They get another rusher. I mean, you got the Williams brothers. You've got Sauce. Like, that's, yeah, they're, the strength of the teams in the AFC. Jets were what, the third, maybe fourth best team in the East last year, and they were a good team. I mean, they were a quarterback away, and now they're, you know, with Rodgers, I might make them my favorite in the East. Allen, like, the Bills are kind of post hype now, and it's like, you guys need to do something.
Yeah, I really love Garrett Wilson If Breece Hall comes back and he's good,
yeah,
like that's that. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, and that's what's like, again, like, they had the defensive and offensive rookie of the year, while the presumptive offensive rookie of the year went down with the knee injury. You know, mid-season, Breece Hall was the front runner for offensive rookie of the year when he got hurt. And yeah, that was a fantastic draft for those guys.
Yeah, what a draft! Good for Jets fans.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty starved for for some good football. The amount of quarterbacks and the amount of crap that they've had to deal with, Sam Darnold and
Mark Sanchez, Zach Wilson.
And... yeah, Mark Sanchez and his butt fumble. I can't say too much. Sanchez beat the Bengals in the playoffs, but
yeah,
still.
Thanks for reminding me of that nightmare, Joe.
That's all I gotta say is yeah. I'm so glad we're past, like, the Bengals have, who knows if they're, obviously we all expect them to win a Lombardi, with the crew that they have, but at least they're past that, like, absolute just crap in the bed in the playoffs. Like, this is at least a different franchise than that. So got that monkey off the back. Next pick, Washington Commies. They got Emmanuel Forbes. I like him a lot. Cornerback out of Mississippi State. He was another guy that I thought, he's more ideal size. He's skinny as all hell. He's 6'1". They've got him listed at somewhere around 170 pounds. I mean, that's a twig. I'm 6'1" and much, much, much more than 170 pounds. Maybe it's because I'm just big boned, but that's a twig. I mean, apparently he's got good strength and it can hold up, but man. Stiff Reese is going to knock him on his ass. I can't believe this guy lasted till 17th. Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon. He was, I thought he should have been the first cornerback off the board.
Yeah. Everything I was reading, Danner's timeline. He's like, what is going on? Can someone please explain to me why he hasn't been taken yet?
I don't, it was one of those guys that a lot of guys you hear stuff, again, coming up with the draft, it's everyone talks themselves into players, talks themselves out of players. I never heard anyone say anything, have anything negative to say about him. He was one of those like pretty safe targets that you get him, he's going to be able to step in day one, technically sound. He's got good size. He's absolutely like faster than I'll get out.
Yeah.
And somehow he lasts till the middle of the round. It's weird. I mean, lucky for, looking for the Patriots. I don't, Lions jump back in, got Jack Campbell out of Iowa. That I
love it.
Really?
Love it. It's perfect.
It's a good player. It's a, again, I've talked about Iowa. They spit out some good hard-nosed football players. I mean, these are guys that they come out, like, I don't think any school spits out tougher players. Like, this isn't someone who's, someone who's going to have to grow up and mature. I mean, these are guys that are coming out and they're ready to go, but I thought he was going to go second round, mid second round, maybe even third round. That's what they were lacking. That's why I thought the Lions would have gone with defense earlier because they had an electric offense and needed defense, but yeah, it's a fit, but I thought that's someone they could get in the second round. This is the one that hurts. Kalijah Kancey out of Pittsburgh, who's kind of Aaron Donald clone-ish. Besides the obvious connections, I mean, similar height. He's a little smaller, a little shorter arms, but from Pittsburgh, undersized 3 technique, but just an absolute menace. He's going to get after the quarterback. He's going to get 15 sacks a year. A few more concerns about him than what Aaron Donald and Geno Atkins in his prime. I mean, Geno was a similar size. Holding up against the run, he's a little, a little lighter. Legs are a little skin, worrying about his base and everything, holding up against the run. But you get that guy. I mean, this is a passing league. I mean, teams are going to throw the ball 3 out of 5 times anyway. So
right.
He's just going to get after it. I would have loved for him to have found his way towards the bottom. I would have been surprised. And I kind of surprised he lasted as long as he did, but damn good player. I don't like the Pittsburgh, as the Panthers have had first rounders in back-to-back years. I don't like it at all. I'm not a fan. I mean, I'm a gigantic UC guy, and I mean they're not even our rivals anymore. Like they were only rivals for a handful of years in the Big East, but
I was gonna say that was like 15 years ago.
But I still don't like them. It's I don't like much about the city of Pittsburgh. Oh, no. Anyway.
Bro, you're talking to the right person there. Believe me, I can. I don't want to take over your show, but I can talk shit about the city of Pittsburgh very, very easily.
Okay, so I went 2009. UC played Pitt last game of the season. Basically, it was the de facto playoff. Like
Pike the bins, yeah.
Yeah, it fantastic game. And you know, I had to go to the bathroom because you have some, you know, have some beverages, and Heinz Field is a year newer than Paul Brown. I think it opened in 01. They still had troughs in the urinal.
What is with this? Chad and I just did a show talking about this at Wrigley. Notre Dame Stadium still has it. Like, it's not attractive. Definitely not attractive.
It's disturbing. It's funny because the only times I'd ever come across urinal troughs in my life was actually in a couple places in Kentucky. My cousin got married at a church in Fort Wright, and they had urinal troughs. That's where they had the reception. And
interesting.
And then I think it was at Simon Kenton High School. This was a while ago. Their baseball field, like they had a urinal, you know, their bathrooms. I don't know if it was in the school or separate building, but we were there for baseball, and they had urinal troughs. And it like like that's barely one step above a having to go to an outhouse.
Yeah, basically.
It's, I mean, you go to a crowded one, and you know, at least with urinals, even if there's no divider wall, there's, you know, at least the spit, you know, a little bit of personal space. You have your own personal space. The urinal's in front of you. You stand in front of it. With the trough, it's like, it's like lining up at Golden Corral for a buffet. Like, it, no.
Come it's, for football, stay like for the shit. Stay for trough talk.
We're
on a wide receiver run.
Yeah, it's still going here. First one, I mean you said it, Jackson Smith from Ohio State went to the Seahawks. I erroneously said the Ravens. Sorry, James Urban, I screwed up. I will never make mistakes again. God, people, jeez, try my best here. Quentin Johnson to TCU, or Quentin Johnson from TCU to the Chargers. Not sure about that. He doesn't have the best hands, and Justin Herbert throws about 185 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. So
into the ground.
Yeah, exactly. So throws that are going to get to him, they're going to be coming through his hands. Load up on offense if you can, but
CBS gave that pick a C.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are on the same page. Yeah.
Yeah. Quentin Johnson's, I think he's going to be a good player. Greg was very down on him. That was one of his guys that he thought could fall or, you know, he's nowhere near as high on as a lot of the guys are. But yeah, it's, you know, they've got a couple good wide receivers, so he doesn't have to step in and be the number one receiver and, you know, work on some stuff, I guess. But, you know, Ravens, this time I got it right, James. Ravens got Zay Flowers out of Boston College, and the Vikings got Jordan Addison out of USC. He might be a second rounder. Who might be a second rounder, James? I forget who exactly.
He asked about Levis earlier, and I wonder if the Vikings would take him just to kind of have like the heir to Kirk Cousins, and they just took Jordan Addison. So
yeah, a comment just came up. He's the comments 15 minutes behind our conversation. That brings us up to where we are now. The Giants are on the clock. Don't know where they're gonna go.
Don't they have the next two picks?
Yeah, they've got 25 and 26. So we're only a few spots away from the Bengals. I'm curious. Both tight ends are on the board.
Yeah.
Still two quarterbacks on the board. Again, I think more and more. I think that's I think Cowboys are getting a tight end.
Yeah, I think so too. I know you mentioned earlier before we started recording that I guess there was a lot of speculation that they would not let Michael Mayer get past them, but Dalton Kincaid being on the board might make that a little interesting. I like both guys a lot. Obviously, I lean Mayer for multitude of reasons. Local kid, went to my favorite football program, you know.
Which one, Notre Dame or Cupcat?
Notre Dame. I'm not a Cupcat.
Go ahead.
You're in Ohio, so you probably get it more than I do, but the like people who are like our age that like are diehard fans of high school football teams is weird to me.
Yeah.
Like I've never like been the person that's like speculated on like a high school kid, like a quarterback that's like, you know, he's got a hell of an arm and like he can make them like, and he's a high school kid. Like
let's settle down. Some of these kids are playing with haven't gone through puberty yet.
Yeah.
Oh goodness! Dazed and confused when Randy's walking. You know, just they're at the eighth graders' baseball game, and the old man comes up to him. Is this arm ready to throw for 2,000 yards? You know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
and I know that's a lot of people. And Cincinnati's bad for you know. I mean, there's some fantastic, absolute fantastic high school football in this city, but it's high school football, man. Like it's you know, I keep tabs of the high school I went to. We're historically pretty bad, Milford. And I keep tabs of, like, I live in Deer Park District. My, you know, my kids go to Deer Park District, so I keep track of there. My son's going to Purcell Marion next year, so I'll keep track of them. But I'm not all about, like, oh, man, they've got their JV team is fantastic. They're going to be awesome. Like,
right. Weird. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's up there with, like, when kids are, like, considering colleges and, like, you get word of it. The adult men who tweet at, like, 18-year-olds, like, you should go to this school because we'd love to have you. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. How about, hey, kid, you figure out what's going to be the best fit for you and your future, be it in athletics or education, because none of anyone else's goddamn business.
So I covered Notre Dame football during the Kelly era. Like I had shows and I was credentialed up there. And when kids would like be like a verbal commit to Notre Dame and would not sign their LOI and go somewhere else, those kids would just get destroyed on Twitter. Yeah. Like, you don't have a backbone and you don't have, you know, you didn't have the guts to come here. And it's like, let's relax. Like,
damn. Giants are taking Deonte Banks, cornerback from Maryland, who was, he was a 10, a perfect 10 on the RAS relative athletic score from Math Bomb. Absolute flies. He's got excellent size, and unfortunately looks like the Giants are gonna swoop in and take him, so that's a bummer. I'm trying to think who they might look at for the next one. See, if you have back-to-back picks, I think you should just announce both of them at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Like, there's no way that they're like, all right, let's focus on this pick and then we'll focus on the next pick. You know that they're like, all right, let's just like figure out these two together. Like, when you have a fantasy football draft and a snake draft, you're not like, all right, I'm going to take this guy. And then 5 minutes later, like, I'm going to take this guy. Like,
yeah. And it's everyone know, like, again, it's first off, networks want that because they want the advertising. They want people to talk.
Right.
And, you know, and it's more dramatic or whatever. And then, you know, you have to keep a possibility of someone calling in with the trade and stuff like that. But I would just love somebody just to turn in two cards and say, here we go. I'm taking both of them.
Right.
It's pretty safe to say that the Giants aren't going to take a tight end because they just traded for Darren Waller.
Oh, yeah, they did do that, didn't they?
Yeah. So, it, you know, Miles Murphy, I pegged him as a guy I would very much like. He's a defensive end out of Clemson. He's still on the board. I think that would be a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's 13 on Dane Brugler's big board. Brian Branch is still out there. Someone had mocking the Bengals to get Brian Branch, and that's a terrible idea. They drafted Dax Hill to play safety. Yeah. They signed Nick Scott to play safety. You know. Speaking of back-to-back picks, they traded with the Bills, so that's why they didn't just turn in two cards.
Touché.
I wonder if the Bills might draft a tight end.
I was just thinking that
Dawson Knox is serviceable. I mean, he's kind of like similar to the guys the Bengals by the last couple of years. You know, you can do worse, but you know, you can definitely upgrade. So I wonder if that's what they're gonna do. They might need safety. I mean, they've, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. They had, you know, injuries and then DeMar Hamlin, you know, obviously, yeah. You know, he was a little further, you know, pressed into service as he was because of injuries, but
Is it wrong that I like have absolutely no interest in the Bengals drafting Joey Porter Jr. just strictly because of who his dad is?
Yeah, I kind of wish hope someone picked him. Would he be a bad pick? No.
No, not at all.
But
his dad is just one of my least favorite athletes of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he even before the whole meltdown at Paul Brown in the playoffs, when he gets in the middle of the Bengals huddle and Bengals get a personal, he was among those that he and a mob attacked Levi Jones in a casino.
Yep.
Like, wow, dude, you're
there was that. Yeah, there was that whole thing. Yeah, James. James is absolutely right. This is like, first off, it's way past my bedtime. But it is nice watching a draft, knowing you already have a solid team on the field. That really, like, whatever decision you make is only a benefit at this point. You know, it's absolutely not like, oh, well, we have to hit this pick. Like, it has to be successful. It's just like, all right, cool. Like, we, you know, get an extra talent.
Yeah, it's I don't know of any spot where anyone even needs to step in. They get someone like it, they could draft someone who's better than, you know, an existing starter at that position, but they don't need someone to come in and start. I mean, they need a punter at some point, but I highly doubt they're going to draft a punter tonight. I would hope they, I would love to see someone draft a punter in the first round.
Didn't the Raiders not only take Sebastian Janikowski in the first round, they traded up to draft him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds
very Raiders-esque.
They make some really weird decisions historically. I mean, taking a kicker that high is just absolutely crazy. So let's see I'm trying to see if. Yeah, Nolan Smith is still on the board. That's Bills might be looking to go there. There's Brian Breesy from Clemson. Let's see. Oh, Bills are taking Dalton Kincaid. So there you go.
All right. We're still alive, folks.
Yep.
We're still alive.
I'm leaning towards Miles Murphy or Nolan Smith at this point. I'm looking, Michael Mayer helped the Bengals, but they don't need him as much as rather see him get Sam Laporta next round, or you've got a Strange out of Penn State in like the third round. You can get Josh Wiley out of UC in like the fourth or fifth round. You can get Zach Kuntz from Old Dominion, who was an absolute athletic freak. He's going to be like round four, round five, you know, somewhere on day three pick. And those are guys that need a year, and the Bengals have the ability to give them a year because they've got, they've got Irv Smith and Drew Sample, who's not much of a receiving threat, but he's a guy who's, this is now his fifth year. It'll be his fifth year in Zach Taylor's system. So, I mean, he knows his role. He's a good role player. So no one needs to step it right in. So,
don't put those bad vibes out there, Joe.
I'm not putting bad vibes. I'm just...
Sounds like bad vibes.
I'm prognosticating here. I'm just trying to guess. I know nothing. Like, again, I said just a couple hours ago that I thought Anthony Richardson was going to drop. He didn't drop.
I went to the draft one year, and I'll tell you, it is like being there is weird for the sake of you're just watching everything. So I probably went to the worst draft like ever. I went to the Jared Goff, Carson Wentz draft.
Oh, wow.
In Chicago when the Bengals drafted William Jackson. Really went to Will Fuller. That joke was obviously on me. That was like all those wide receivers that got drafted that year were not very good. And I just remember I was sitting next to a bunch of Steeler fans, and the Bengals took Jackson. They were all pissed. And I was like,
oh, that's right. They wanted him hardcore.
I was like, awesome. And then they got him this last year and cut him already. So,
yeah. They reached. I can't remember.
They got the corner from Miami. Artie Burns.
Artie Burns. That's right. Because they reached and he flamed out.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah.
No one saw that coming.
No, not at all. Again, that's what happens when there's a run on players and you panic. Like, don't just go another position. Like, there, you can find someone who's a better value.
Yeah, because that was the year Zeke got drafted. And you're, that was, like, the only time it was like, all right, yeah, that's solid. Like, everything else was like, are we sure? Like,
yeah, that was not a good draft at all. Like, that, that year in general.
Nope. That was the year the Bengals got, I think they got Tyler Boyd in the second round that year.
I think that's right. I'm pulling it up real quickly here.
Yeah, now I'm very curious. Because that was the year the Cowboys got Jalen Smith in the second round.
Yeah, that was... Why is this not loading? I'm clicking on a link. Load, damn it.
Language.
I know. Hey, we're... We don't edit anything here on the Bengals show. We're fully adults only. Plus, it's after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it's true. This is late night Bengals.
Yeah. Should name, maybe I'll name that title. Yeah, there we go. Joey Bosa, Zeke Elliott going fourth is still, even though that was just 7 years ago, man, that's hard to swallow, running back going that high. Jalen Ramsey was a good pick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was taken in that draft.
Yeah. Ronnie Stanley, DeForest Buckner, Jack Conklin, that didn't work so good. Eli Apple to the Giants. And then right after that, Vernon Hargraves to Tampa. I mean, those guys are both just street free agents that the Bengals picked up in the middle of the run last year in 2021.
Press, you me guys too, James.
Up. Yeah, it's not too late for me. There we go. Like, I'm still usually up by this time, not too much later, but.
I'm the person that has a newborn that actually sleeps. So, yeah, I'm like.
See, my wife and I both work from home.
And, yeah, I work from home.
Yeah, and I told her, like, I'm going to be recording late, so she basically should just have wants to she'll just have to get up with the kids in the morning. Usually I get the kids out the door, so I just asked her if she could get them up. So,
yeah,
I'll still be awake because the dog climbs all over me. Cowboys are not tight. Well, doesn't say anything, but there's a tweet on his Cowboys are not taking a tight end. Nolan Smith maybe is my guess.
All right, so I'm looking at Draft Tracker, and CBS is where I'm looking at it, which is probably not, you know, it is what it is.
Pete Prisco's grumpy and old.
Yeah, they gave Dalton Kincaid pick a C. I really like that pick for Josh Allen. I really like that pick for Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, if his back is truly 100%, then yeah, that's a damn good pick.
Yeah. What does Jacksonville have a tight end?
What is I was gonna say Mercedes Lewis, but that was about 20 years ago. Somehow that guy's still around.
I feel like he still plays football, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still does. He's 38 years old. Let me pull up Jacksonville.
I'm doing the same thing. If any of our listeners hanging out can give us any 411 on this so I can know if the Bengals have a chance at the guy I want.
Do they have Evan Ingram?
Oh yeah, they do have Evan Ingram.
Yeah,
or did he leave?
I don't know.
Pro Football Focus.
Right, Jaguars roster.
So Jaguars roster. Evan Ingram, Luke Farrell, Garrett Prince. So they could take Mayer.
Yeah. I think they're gonna I think they'll go cornerback.
Yeah.
I think they'll go Joey Porter.
Makes sense.
Which again it gives Bengals are kind of wide open. I'm okay with Miles Murphy. Like that's at this point, I would go Miles Murphy, trade back, and then Michael Mayer in that order.
If they take Michael Mayer, I'll be at the pro shop tomorrow. Yeah. That'd be awesome when, like, you know, normally the guys get drafted, they got to fly in. He's like, no, don't worry, guys. I'll just let's walk across the bridge.
Yeah, or can you just call me an Uber?
Yeah. I went I remember, like, before he went to Notre Dame, before he went to campus, he was working out at the same gym I was.
Okay.
And, like, you know, we go in like 6 a.m. You say the same people every day when you go that early. And we all just kind of left the squat machines when he came in because we knew like we just couldn't hang. So
I'm not going to interfere. I'm not going to have you have to restack everything.
By all means, I will actually put the weights on for you, sir. Like I remember seeing him play high school basketball in the 9th region. And you could tell like the way his feet moved. You're like, oh,
he's different.
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Like, we were just making fun of high school athletics earlier and how people get into it. And I'm like, oh, I see why this kid's going to Notre Dame.
Apparently, Will Levis has a toe problem. And this is a tweet from Pro Football Talk. It says, how does all that shit about CJ Stroud get leaked? But no one ever says boo about Will Levis having a toe problem that is giving teams concern.
Is he going to the Rams tomorrow?
Levis? I don't know.
So Pittsburgh obviously has Pickett. Yeah. Arizona's not going to take, even though Kyler's hurt.
And not good.
Yeah. Detroit, maybe?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So
see, I think what's – I forget what the top of round two looks like. Let me pull that up right quick.
So it's Pittsburgh gets the first pick of the second round.
Yeah, they got that from
Chicago.
The receiver, Claypool, spaced.
Yeah, Claypool. So, yeah, Pittsburgh, Arizona, Detroit, all have quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Indianapolis took a quarterback today.
Yep.
LA, I don't even know who their game playing their starter is now. That Stafford.
Stafford, yeah. I mean, he's healthy and old, but he's should be ready to go.
Seattle, I feel like they just gave Geno Smith a contract.
Yeah.
The Raiders, do they maybe bring him in as a to back up Jimmy Garoppolo for a year?
See, that was my talk about absolutely my thoughts about someone trading up with the Bengals, either the Raiders or the Falcons, because they're two guys available. I mean, again, I'm not huge on Hendon Hooker. I think he's got ability, but he's coming back from a knee injury and he's 25 years old. He's not young. Dallas did select Mayer.
Son of a bitch.
Who the hell said that they're not going tight end? Don't lie on Twitter. This is a place of pure fact, nonfiction.
No. Well, okay. That's fine.
Honestly, I'm kind of glad. Again,
I think he'll do really well there.
Yeah, I mean, they know tight ends there.
Right.
But all that being said, I'm glad that they took a tight end so the Bengals don't have a tight end right there to take, because they're going to be able to get a damn good tight end at pick 60 or even at 92 in their third round pick.
I don't really want Josh Wiley. I won't lie to you.
Yeah, but he's a fifth rounder. He's a project anyway.
Yeah.
He runs smooth routes.
I agree with Jeep's comment here about Levis. I also think he's overrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely don't think that he belonged in the talk. There was some word that he was telling people that he was.
I heard about that.
1-1, or do you have friends in your head? That's weird. I don't think anybody thought that he was going over Bryce Young. I'm glad he didn't go over Stroud. I had nothing against him. I don't think he's a bad guy, but. Those two, again, those are the two, if there are any sure things, those are the guys that are, you at least know you're getting somebody who can hold a position down for 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, I would not be surprised. Okay, well, hang on.
They're going to take friggin' Joey Porter Jr., aren't
they? I'm so confused. Now I'm seeing that the Cowboys are taking Mazi Smith. What? What the hell?
This draft is drunk.
Who said that? Yeah, okay, that's okay. Yeah, they're going with Smith, Mazi Smith from Michigan. Huge tackle. So Mayer's still there. The dream is still alive.
Don't do this to me, Jaguars. Don't do this to me.
I think they're going Joey Porter.
They better.
Yeah. See, this is why those blue check marks are important on Twitter. Again, yeah. And I don't follow any weird accounts, but people are reposting things and people that I trust. Like, that's why I follow them. And they put, they're the ones that put that Michael Mayer is getting, picked by them. So my guys need a tight end this draft too.
Who are your guys, Joseph?
Washington. It does. It's Washington. Don't indulge him. First, he's Canadian. Second off, it's the commies. At least they're finally under the dark. Joey, I'm kidding. You know I love you.
Joey's my dog.
I love me some our outro music. That is Joey alone on the bass guitar.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He is an awesome dude. Legitimately, I've become good friends with him on here, so I am completely just messing around with you, buddy. But at least they got the dark cloud of no longer being under Dan Snyder's umbrella. That guy was a living, breathing shit stain.
yeah, absolutely.
So what are the again Jacksonville? You know, good team coming up. They've got some good spots on offense.
You know, I love Trevor Lawrence. I absolutely love Trevor Lawrence.
I just hate his hair. It's too silky. Like, whose hair looks like that? Even when you take off a damn helmet. Like, first off, it's bad enough that Joe Burrow's hair always looks like perfect when he takes his helmet off. Mm-hmm. Like,
but he could do no wrong.
But right. But do you not get hat hair or helmet hair? I mean, good Lord. I mean, you don't want to look like you've got a weird indent like your Peyton Manning. Like, that guy had not a forehead. He had a 10 head, but Trevor Lawrence has this like silky flowing hair, like he just got done filming some sort of cosmetic, you know, some sort of hair shampoo commercial. Even when he takes his hair out of, you know, takes his head out of a helmet, like that's no man, that's not reality. It is not reality at all.
Come on, Jaguars, send it in already.
Tyler Eifert's all aboard. Yeah, Tyler Eifert's all aboard the Michael Mayer, obviously the Irish to the Bengals.
Did you see his tweet today?
I did not. I'll pull him up real quick.
He said he was like, okay, I don't want to spoil it for you. I want you to get a good laugh. It was pretty funny.
But day after the draft, top five most hungover of a week.
I wish you guys had Greg here instead of me, because Greg knows this stuff much smarter than I do. It's the reason I got him hired at the Riverfront.
You fake it pretty well, though. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I try to. I'm a little polished with the microphone. I got that going for me. But I would love to, like, Greg and I at the card shop, we've talked about like four or five times we've had, I really want the Bengals to get Mayer conversations. Like, he's a safe pick. He makes a lot of sense.
He was all aboard the Mayer train when we talked last week when we did our mock drafts.
All right. Come on, Jaguars. Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah,
I can't believe the Cowboys did not take him.
Yeah, that's surprising. Let me trying to pull up the clip here. Let's see.
Didn't like Mazi Smith only have like a sack in half last year? Oh, half. I gave him more credit than he deserved.
Yeah. You gave him twice the credit.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Now I'm excited, Joe. You got me all pumped up that you brought me on here. So
here, see, there, you're welcome. Thank you for joining me. And now, you know, now we got you going. How big of a letdown are you going to be when they?
Oh my God,
Murphy.
you know, I'll be happy because it's a really good player. But of course, you know, you're disappointed. Like, you know, you root for UC. You want the Bengals to get your UC guys, so you can.
Well, right, you're allowed to have your favors.
Yeah, you know, but like, this is like what, the first homegrown guy they've drafted. I guess it's not true. I was going to say since Pelfrey, but yep. What the heck was the UC linebacker that played for the Bengals for a year and went to the Jaguars? Heck, what was his name? He was pretty decent.
J.K. Schaefer?
J.K. Schaefer. Yeah.
Or Sam Hubbard.
There's that guy too. He's all right.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, we don't talk about him.
Yeah, Kevin Huber. My cousin was a long snapper at UC, and he snapped at him for a year. Here we go. This is the picture that Tyler Eifert, day after the draft, top five most hungover he's always been. He looks hungover as hell.
Joe.
Yes, sir.
T. Higgins switched jersey numbers.
Yeah, he's five.
That means
85 is available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the Notre Dame Bengals tight end tradition alive.
Jags take Anton Harrison. Wow. Tackle out
we of got a home. Chance. We got a chance, people. Are you paying attention?
Don't listen to Kelsey Conway. She's a Bengals reporter for the
Inquirer. Unfollowed her.
Well, the Bengals take Miles Murphy or Nolan Smith. Sure seem to be the two most likely options. Bengals had both of those guys and Michael Mayer in for the top 30 visits. And Tommy Adebawori, I can never say his name. Absolute physical freak of a tackle out of Northwestern. I would not be upset with that guy. Honestly, I think they go D-line. It's going to be Smith, Murphy, or Tommy Adebawori. They could go cornerback, but I kind of hope not.
All right.
Just because the top-rated cornerback left is that family member.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get off the Twitters and not pay attention to see who they pick. I'm going to wait for the announcement.
So I shouldn't tell you when it comes up?
Yeah. Yeah. My buddies do this to me every year in the NBA draft, where I'm like, I like mute Woj and Shams for the NBA draft every year, because I'm like, I want to like enjoy it. But my buddies are sitting next to me like, oh yeah, they just took the Bulls, just like this guy. And I'm like, come on.
It kind of ruins it when you're trying to, like, I don't have cable. I stream.
Same.
Even for live sports. So if I'm on, so, you know, I've got running the Bengals show account, trying to keep track of stuff. And like, I see, you know, see people post something. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm
four plays later. Behind. You see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the worst is my next door neighbor. Like, you know, they have a lot of people over, you know, on weekends, especially to watch the Bengals games. And I'll hear this big cheer or, you know, grumble. Like, I'll just hear loud noise. And I'm like, okay, something good or bad happened. I don't know what. 90 seconds later, I see what happened. Like, God damn it.
Yeah. My
I got to shut my windows.
My dad and I had this thing that we could only text at commercial breaks because we were both streaming. So our like streams would always be like, I'd be like ahead of him or he'd be ahead of me. So we'd always like ruin what was coming.
So I will just, I will. See, here's the thing. Like, I'll see it like a couple minutes before it pops up though. Because the official announcement is, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Let's
Yeah, yeah, but Twitter.
I'm all tense and nervous. Like, okay, well, who are they gonna
I
get?
I know.
Again, like we don't need a Joe Burrow. We don't need a Jamar Chase. We don't need a guy to step in and
be, no, you know,
it's not savior, but I mean to fill a position of need. Like, if this is someone,
you just need a good football player. Yeah, you just need a good football player.
Yeah. Bengals drafted Dax Hill and all the talk like during preseason and during the games and everything. God, this guy looks absolutely fantastic. Like, he's going to be able to step right in. Shit, we barely saw him.
Yeah.
And when he did, he was playing out of position.
I did love me some Cam Taylor-Britt last year.
Yeah, he was a hell of a pickup in the second round. That's, again, I think there's a possibility they go back corner again. I hope they don't, because they need, you know,
yeah,
Cheeto is coming off an injury and this is his last year on contract. Okay, I see who they picked.
Well, by that reaction, I'm guessing I'm not going to be excited. So that's okay. they don't make picks for me. They make picks for the football team.
I'm really happy. Okay, I don't know how long it's going to be till you see it. Yeah, now it's like five different things are putting it up. So I'm.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Yep. Miles Murphy. Yeah. I'm happy with that. I am very happy with that. That's the guy, you know, again, that's the guy I talked about earlier today. And I, you know.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. And again, there are too many tight ends that are going to be, you know, going to be useful picks to tomorrow. And that's without even talking about the weird freak that I don't know what you do with Darnell Washington.
Huh.
It's gotta be really kind of, I don't say crushing, but upsetting for Mayer, because he was very, very much looking forward to the possibility of coming to play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
And especially he knows that they're gonna, you know, that they're gonna draft a tight end, but
yeah,
I like it.
Again, yeah, I think it's a good pick.
they cannot play Hendrickson, they cannot play Hubbard as much as they have the last couple of years.
Right, I agree.
Those guys have played too many snaps, and they're, you know, they're not old, but I mean, they play, you know, they've got five, six years in the league each, and you want to keep those miles from, you know, from loading up on these guys.
I'm just glad it's not Joey Porter Jr., so we don't have to have his dad in town. So,
thank God.
Yeah.
Curious. Maybe Saints take him, maybe?
I have a hard time believing he's not picked in the next two picks.
Eagles. Yeah, I mean, they didn't lose some Eagles pick after the Saints.
Yeah, I highly doubt the Chiefs are going to...
Slay came back. Like, they cut him and then brought him back.
Yeah, I highly doubt the Chiefs would take him.
Yeah, Chiefs are an interesting one. They draft well.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. They draft well.
I'm just going to be really pissed off when he's the freaking first pick of the second round tomorrow to Pittsburgh. That's when I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
But they don't need to be there. They got what's-his-face. They're Pat Freiermuth. Like, piss off, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You cesspool of a city.
Right. Who do the Saints have a tight end?
I don't know.
I'm going to check that out now.
The guy who also plays quarterback, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill. They've got Adam Trautman, who I think was he the guy from Dayton?
Oh yeah.
He was an interesting guy when he came out. I wouldn't have minded the Bengals taking a flyer on him, but I didn't. Yeah, Taysom Hill, Juwan Johnson, who's maybe the Saints do take him. They don't have a legit tight end, like, you know, legit starting tight end. Lord, they got like five of them on the roster. Miller, four. I don't know who the hell that is. He had weird Taysom Hill. That guy's just a weird, like, that's a crazy, weird player that they use. Apparently, the KC. Yeah, thanks, James. A lot of booze with the. I really think that the Bengals and Chiefs are pretty much just division rivals now with as much as they play.
Right. Yeah.
I hate them as much as I hate the Browns and the Stoolers and the Raisins. So. Yeah, Miles Murphy, the first defensive lineman the Bengals have drafted since Justin Smith in 2001.
That's crazy. I found Justin Smith's rookie card the other day when I was going through stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot I had it.
That guy had a cool career, man. First off, that 2001 draft for the Bengals was phenomenal.
Justin
Smith in the first round, Chad Johnson in the second, Rudy in like the fourth, and Houshmandzadeh in the seventh.
Yeah.
Like, that's fantastic. Justin Smith, when he went to the, like, he was a good player for the Bengals, but when he went to the 49ers, he was dynamite. He was first team all pro at defensive end and defensive tackle in the same season. Like, yeah, that's fucking nuts. That is absolutely, like, crazy.
Yeah, and then that draft and the 03 draft were, like, pretty filthy.
I'm trying to think who else. I'm obviously Palmer and Steinbeck. I'm trying to think who else.
Palmer, Steinbeck, Dennis Weathersby.
That's a guy who got shot on Easter and then got into a car wreck or something. Like, he never was. Kelly Washington, the squirrel.
Yep. Tab Perry was that year.
Tabulous at UCLA. Forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
My wife, this was like right before we got married. We lived in Norwood. There's some team that plays college sports there in Norwood.
Pretty good. And,
yeah. They haven't had any good football players since my dad went to school there in the 70s. You'll always have, oh man, I'm totally spacing on the tight end that went to, the last player from Xavier to play in the NFL. Tommy Abramowitz.
I didn't Danny know he was a Xavier player in the NFL.
Danny Abramowitz. Totally spaced on who that was. Also, Xavier was the first school to lose to Marshall after they lost their entire team in a plane accident. So, probably probably good sign that they should probably give up their program. Anyway, they went to P.F. Chang's there in Rookwood, and a lot of the Bengals wide receivers were there having meals like Saturday before the game. She got Kushmanzada, Tad Perry, not Ocho, but a handful of other wide receivers. You know, just the entire position group was there on one of their napkins and brought it home for me. Like, yeah, that's cool.
That is cool. Was Peter Warwick one of them?
He was not. Was he still around then?
He like left in 05. So
okay. Yeah, before 05.
Yeah, like preseason
guys. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was drafted in 2000, so 2001, 2000. That was before they had the structured rookie deal, so I can't remember what they signed him to.
A lot of money.
Yeah. He was if they had a better quarterback, he would have been a really fun player.
Oh, dude. One of my favorite players ever.
Yeah, I mean, he had just a ton of, you know, the punt return against Kansas City.
I was at that game.
Really? Nice. Yep. I mean, that absolutely just lit up the crowd, man.
Yeah, it did.
It was the Dante Hall Chiefs. Priest Holmes on that team?
Priest Holmes. Trent Green was the quarterback. Tony Gonzalez was on that team.
Yeah.
Willie Rofe.
Willie Rofe was, on that team. Still on the line, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good team.
Yeah. So who's... Still waiting to see who the Saints are gonna pick here. Yeah, people are not happy. A lot of, you know, Bengals fan are not happy that they passed up on Mayer. I'm like,
this is where you pull the draft. This is where you pull the draft day movie and you trade in to make sure you get that pick.
Yeah. Okay, Saints got Brian Breesy. I think he's going to be like, people are down on him. They don't think he's going to hold, you know, be able to hold up, and he's just going to be a pass rusher. But I think he's got a lot of ability. I mean, he's a three technique. Bengals need a three technique. I wouldn't have been too upset if they got him. James, what do we think about the draft on whole? Seems a little less stacked. It's actually, it depends on the position. Again, quarterbacks better than last year. Cause last year was just
Malik Willis.
Yeah.
And Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. Exactly. Like there was talk about three guys going in the first round. Well, first guy didn't go till the end of the first round, and the other two didn't go till the third round. Nowhere near the wide receiver power that there's been the last couple of years. Running backs, there's a ton of depth at running back. Bengals were going to be able to get a really good running back on, hopefully on, you know, again, I'm hoping round 3-4 is when they get their tight end and running back. And they're still going to be able to get someone who's got a ton of ability. Tight ends, this is a historic, quite possibly one of the best, at least talent-wise, coming in. I mean, again, who knows how these guys' careers are going to shake out, but I don't think there's ever been a draft in modern era that's had this many tight ends that are this highly thought of. Weak for the offensive line, D-line, you know, I don't think it's strong for the defense, but it's on offense, you know, there's a lot of talent to be had. Where they're deep, like where the spots are deep, they're crazy deep. So,
yeah. You would know this better than I would. I have.
I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah.
That's why Greg needs to be on here. He follows the draft a little more in depth.
Yeah, Topps has there's a line now for called Bowman U for college football where you like, because they can actually use like with NIL, they can actually use the team logos now.
Oh, that's cool.
And anytime someone buys that in the shop, he goes crazy and gets so fired up to rip it. So
I got no problem with kids making money.
Yeah, same. I love it. You're absolutely right, James. You're absolutely right. I've been like shockingly reading more about the baseball draft coming up because since the Reds are picking the top 10 to kind of know what's going on there.
They kind of got one of the worst, you know, they had the
second best
odds or what? Oakland, who I forget who else had, did Washington have a worse record?
Yeah.
So they would have had tied for the Pittsburgh for the third best odds. And where are they? Eight?
They're seventh.
Seven? Okay. And I know so they're in the back, you know, towards the back of the...
Fucking Pirates are getting Dylan Cruz, and it's really annoying.
You mean the first place Pirates? God, that's so weird. They're not even a good team.
Thanks, Joe. Just rub that salt in that wound.
I'm a bigger Bengal. I'm a bigger Reds fan than Bengals fan. Like, it hurts me too.
I hate them so much. I hate them.
I'm just like, I don't understand it. Like, they're not that good, but somehow they're, I don't want to say smoke and mirrors, but Connor Joe's not going to hit 370.
I'll say they hit the ball really hard.
Yeah. Like, Andrew McCutchen is, how old is he? 35, 36?
Yeah.
Like, he's not 25, 26 year old Andrew McCutchen. He shouldn't be playing as well. I mean, Brian Reynolds is a great player, and man, they got a great bargain on that deal.
I was cracking up about that the other day. When I was at the game Tuesday, I was with I bumped into Jordan Schusterman, who was on the show when you were on, actually. And I was like, are they just gonna pretend that he never asked for a trade? We're just gonna like be like, oh no, you know, it was just a negotiation process. Like I forgot there's only 31 picks in the draft in the first round this year. Who was the forfeit? Was it the Dolphins?
Miami. Stupid Miami. Looks like the Eagles are going to take Nolan Smith. Man, that team, that defense. They lost a couple guys to free agency, and they're loading right back up, man. It's crazy. Last pick of the first round, Kansas City. Now, this is a team, this is a spot I can definitely see somebody trading up.
Yeah, me too.
Again, I don't know, you know, this is all news to me about Will Levis's toe, so I don't know if he's no longer even, you know, second round or anything like that, but they are the worst. James, it's 11:40 at night. You can say damn Pirates. You can say goddamn Pirates. Again, we're okay, man.
Pete Prisco gave the Bengals a B.
Prisco did?
Yeah.
Okay. He's always been a pretty strong, like, I'd say Bengals bandwagon, but when the Bengals are good, he's been all about them.
Yeah, he has.
Like, even like 2015, you know, 2016, when they started out still pretty strong, he was all aboard their Bengals to the Super Bowl train. And I, you know, it's not the home run, you know, I think it's a solid double.
I mean, you got to think about it. So that, like you said, with how much they played Hubbard and Hendrickson, it's like, you got to, you know, you also have Joseph Asai, who really was starting to come on.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like their pass rush a lot now.
Look at all the quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah. You got to put pressure on.
We went over that, and there's going to be two absolute stud quarterbacks that aren't even going to make the playoffs. That's without any surprises. Again, even, I mean, maybe put Deshaun Watson. I mean, because, again, take away all the personal crap, and that's a lot to have to put aside. This is a guy that played at an all-pro level just a couple years ago. Now, he was awful last year, but I'm happy to see it. But, yes, damn Pirates. Thank you, James.
Damn Pirates.
Lamar Jackson, former MVP. Again, like, he's still a very dangerous, now he's got weapons. Yeah. I'm not high on Odell Beckham Jr., but he's going to be a useful piece. He's not, I mean, he's not going to be the guy who he was. I mean, he's been around for a decade now, just about. And then, you know, you go to the East, you've got Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Tagovailoa. Mac Jones is he's not great, but I think he's a solid quarterback. I mean, he's not a guy who's going to elevate your team, but he's not a guy who's holding you back. You've got Trevor Lawrence. Again, who knows what Anthony Richardson is going to be. Titans still need somebody. Who else am I missing in the South?
CJ Stroud.
They got Stroud, yeah. And then you go to the West. Russell Wilson. Russ Wilson isn't the guy that played last year. I don't think he's the guy that was the MVP, you know, the perennial MVP candidate. But I think he's still a good quarterback.
Somewhere in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. Last year was just some weird, fluke, whatever. Something was wrong. Justin Herbert's damn good. Jimmy Garoppolo is a useful quarterback. You know?
Who they got that good? Mahomes guy.
Christ, Patrick Mahomes. Holy crap.
That guy's going places.
Yeah. And then you look at the NFC, and you've got Jalen Hurts and
Jalen Hurts.
Matthew Stafford, who's going into year 15, I think, and he's been injured.
Yeah. Yeah, the NFC North, you're looking at Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Justin Fields.
Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. That's not Murderer's Row.
Yeah. In the East, you have Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak's good, but not great.
Fine. Yeah,
Jalen
fine.
Hurts. I don't know what Washington's going to do. They've got Howell and Jacoby Brissett. Smoked brisket. And Daniel Dimes.
Jones.
$40 million for that guy. Holy shit. That's a lot.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. NFC South, you've got Des Ritter. You've got Derek Carr. Does that do anything for you? Kyle Trask / Baker Mayfield.
And Bryce Young. Yeah.
And Bryce Young. When Bryce Young is probably the best quarterback already on and then the West, you've got Brock Purdy, maybe trade, like probably Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy isn't that guy. He played absolutely, like, he played great. You can't knock how well he played. But
no, not at all.
He's a seventh rounder, man. Like, he's not going to return. You cannot expect that guy to return to that level. Plus, he just had elbow surgery. Just had Tommy, like, I don't know if it was full Tommy John surgery, but he had he had ligament surgery in his elbow. Stafford, Kyler Murray, who's
hurt,
coming back from getting from being hurt, and again, you still don't know what you have, and Geno Smith that played in 2022 isn't going to be the Geno Smith in 2023.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, one last pick here. Come on, Chiefs, do something. Let's see.
I feel like we really ran this Kelce Brothers thing into the ground. I feel like we can move on from it now.
Yeah, it's a lot. Are they doing a commercial or something now?
No, I just feel like I see him everywhere now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Their mom is doing the Eagles pick right now. So,
jeez. That's
Nolan Smith.
Yeah. How do they look into these guys, man? It's because the fucking Cowboys picked a, like, run-stopping defensive tackle in the first round. What a dumb pick.
Would you expect anything less?
At least the tight end. Like, tight end, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm with you.
Yeah, not as many fireworks in the back half round one. Yeah, it's... I kind of thought that there'd be more trades. Like, there, it's been pretty... God, when was the last trade?
The Buffalo pick. With the Giants to get Dalton.
Oh, yeah, that's duh. That was just a few picks ago. Never mind, because that was just a couple. Yeah, they just – okay.
Oh, wow, they're showing highlights of DJ Ogulungalai. Did he ever decide where he's playing football? I never saw where he transferred to.
Oregon State.
Random.
The Beavers.
Yeah. I thought for sure he was going to Notre Dame, and then they got the kid from Wake Forest, and I guess he's pretty good.
Yeah. And Alabama got
Tyler Buechner.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Have fun with that one.
Yeah.
It's Nick Saban. He'll find a way to make him like a Heisman Trophy contender. Oh, absolutely. And, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's okay. I've got Emory Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I have no idea what my Bearcats going to do this year. They have so many new guys. That, like, I can't even say, like, what position's good, what position. Like, I've got no fucking idea. Absolutely no idea. Like, they've had so many wide receivers come in and out. Quarterbacks that should have left didn't leave. And quarterbacks who left came back are now leaving again, but leaving the possibility. Like, Ben Bryant backed up. You know, I get it. He backed up Des Ritter for, you know, for 3 years, left wanting to get a chance to start. Cool. Came back. I wish they didn't start him because I don't know. I thought he was limited. Then okay, he's fifth year. Cool. He's going to be gone. Nope. Comes back for his COVID year this year. They're bringing competition. Evan Prater is still here, not leaving. I don't understand it. And then Ben Bryant, after spring game, decides he's re-entering the transfer portal because he's a graduate player. He can leave again, but he might come back. Just go. Like, I want to see the young, you know, they got Brady Drogosh. He was a 4-star kid out of state of Michigan. Dual threat. Like, he fits what Scott Satterfield looks for in a quarterback. Start him as a freshman. I don't care. You know, you're going to have some, again, a 24-year-old guy with a bunch of, with a building team, like have the freshman, talented freshman start. If he shows that he's got, I mean, he graduated early so we could enroll early. Have him start as a freshman and build with the team because it's going to be kind of a rough year. Do you know what the hell you have?
What's their, is Oklahoma going to Cincinnati this year?
Yeah, that'll be a fun game. I will be there at Nippert. I've got my season tickets.
Nice.
We got good seats. We're on like the 45-yard. We're on the visitor sideline, but I think the 45-yard line, like 11 rows up, 10, 11 rows up. It's nice.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. You ever, like, it's a cool place. You ever been seen a night game at Nippert?
No, I actually have not.
Nip at night, like, they, you know.
Yeah, I've seen, I've covered my fair share of basketball games at the Shoe. Yeah.
It's just a really, like, again, because it's so compact, the stadium is.
Yeah.
Literally right there in the middle of campus. I mean, you've got the basketball arena at one side, the music school behind it, behind the student section, other buildings, like, right around it. The sound, it just gets so loud. It's only 40,000 people, but it gets louder than I've ever heard Paul Brown with, or Paycor with 65,000 people. That sound just echoes off of everything. And when they're playing well, it just absolutely bounces, and it's an awesome, awesome environment. Plus the fact that it's like 185 years old, not quite that old, but I mean, yeah. The stadium itself is over 100 years. The playing site is well over 100 years.
All right, Chiefs, let's make this pick.
All right. Cue up Monty Python. Get on with it!
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Just dragging out the drama. James, good night, man. I guess you left us.
Someone had to hang with us.
Yeah, I know. It was a morning comes early in good old Birmingham, Alabama. That's where James is from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're just waiting on you guys, Kansas City.
Typical Kansas City. Everybody waits.
Yeah, I guess after this length of time, they're probably not going to trade. They would have come through first. And again, they'll pick someone that is absolutely just going to light the world on fire. Like,
right, yeah.
Their draft class last year was just ridiculous. Isaiah Pacheco's fucking seventh rounder. And just absolutely just lit the world on fire. Brian Cook out of UC, they got him in the I can't remember what round. I think they got him in the second round.
He pulled a lot of his rookie cards.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got an interception against the Bengals in the AFC Championship game. They had two other defensive backs that they got in the draft. Like, it's, man, they killed it last year. And that's what the Bengals have to do year after year. You've got a quarterback taking up a big chunk, you know, and Mahomes signed almost too team-friendly of a deal.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, he's making $40 million a year. How, you know, the hell's that team-friendly? Dude, these guys have such a short career. There's nothing wrong with these players wanting to get every penny that they can get.
Like, absolutely.
You're stumping for billionaire owners to keep more money. Like, what are we doing? And also, it's more the prestige that, like, I'm the best quarterback. I should be compensated as such. And again, I want them to pay him $70 million a year.
I was going to say.
It screws up their salary cap. But, I mean, if anyone, you know, Mahomes is the only quarterback that I would entertain replacing Burrow with.
I agree. I think Burrow is definitely the second best quarterback in football.
Yeah. But Burrow's entourage is far less.
Yeah. Obnoxious. Yeah.
That's the only reason that I don't like Mahomes. His wife or girlfriend, I guess they're married, and his brother, they're just terrible people. Just assholes.
Yeah, I also, you know, he also gets a lot of, he gets every call possible, which is amazing.
It's, yeah.
I made the joke after they won the Super Bowl. I shared the picture of when Andre the Giant gave Ted DiBiase the WWF title. I said, this is how the NFL gives Patrick Mahomes championships. Probably like five people got the joke, but
yeah,
you know, I laughed at it. So.
I appreciate old school wrestling. I watched a little bit when I was, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old in late 80s, early 90s, and then watched it in late 90s when WWE Attitude Era. Stone Cold was my dude. Okay, Chief Skit, Felix Anudike Uzama. Defensive end out of Kansas State. Okay, cool. That is all of them. Don't know.
We made it.
Yeah. Where is let's look on his big board to see where he has. See where Dane Brugler has up to 40. He's still not there. 42, still not there. Now he's got Tyler Scott from UC rated higher than. Did I miss him? Okay, yeah, he's got him listed as the 67th best prospect, and they got him at pick 31. Cool. I'm you know, I'm okay with them overdrafting someone by around in a for Dane Brugler. Again, at 80 guys have, you know, they're 80 right. guys that know what the hell they're talking about, and they all have 80 different rankings, but still. We made it,
Joe.
This was a Herculean effort. I appreciate you coming on board. This was fun.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I haven't had, you know, you've only been with us here at the Riverfront for a little while. I knew who you were before then, but it, you know, cool to we get some one-on-one bonding time. Chad, like, absolutely flaked on us. He said he tried to stop on here for a couple minutes. Liar!
I'm not allowed to say anything bad about Chad. Last time that happened, there was a lot of drama on the internet and in the Reds social media community. So I would just like to say that I love Chad, and I want nothing bad to happen to him.
See, I'm not important enough. Like nobody. Nobody pays attention. Like we get like 50 views on our, you know, on our episode. So, you know, it's no one's going to see this. Nobody cares. You can say whatever the hell you want.
I'll still be respectful.
I'm kidding. I appreciate Chad giving me the opportunity to waste everyone's time with this. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of fun. So I've got nothing but good things to say about Chad and Nate too, to a lesser extent. No, Nate did yeoman's work coming on. Like he's not a Bengals, like, not, you know, he's nowhere near the Bengals fan and like knowledgeable, and yet he, you know, he stuck with it until we were able to get Greg to help me out. So again, I appreciate everything those guys have done for me. So, but yeah, I mean, this was awesome. Any parting shots before we get out of here for the night?
Greg will be back to tell you guys the smart insight on all of this next week.
Actually, he will be back. We are probably going to do a little wrap up tomorrow at some point too. So, you get a lot sooner. Of us this week. There's a lot going on, so you get a lot of me.
Yeah, I'll have Matt Wilkes from Reds Content Plus on the Red Show Sunday night. So
he's got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's a good
I appreciate
dude.
Guys, and again, like I appreciate, you know, does more of a deeper dive, and it's, you know, it's good. Puts out a lot of good content, a lot of good info. So
I'm so excited to talk about Happy Nixon Zell stuff. I'm so excited.
Three non-sucky games in a row. Hey, guess what? His career BWAR is still negative 1.8 or 9.
Believe, Joe. Believe.
I want him to do well. I do. My favorite 26 baseball players on planet Earth are whoever's wearing the Reds jerseys, even if it's Ian fucking Jabot, Joel Kunal, Jason Vossler. Those are among my 26 favorite baseball players in Major League Baseball at a given time. But I would be better if those guys were, you know, better at their jobs.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Not everyone gets Rodriguez.
Hey, Reds are on a three-game winning streak. they swept the first place Rangers, and now they get to go play inarguably a worse team than they are.
Yeah.
How many people you think are going to go to that? It's a weekend series, so you know it's going to be a little more. But you think they crack 30,000 for all three games?
Total. I honestly think people are going to stay back and watch the Warriors on TV because they're going to be in Sacramento.
When?
No, they're not. Oh my God, Game Six is in Golden State.
When is Game Six? Is that tomorrow?
I think tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. And if they, I don't know when game. Would Game 7 be on Sunday, or is that?
Game 7 will be on Sunday.
Okay. Game 7 would... that'll probably be an evening game. Golden State's still a big TV draw. I love the Warriors. Like, they've, you know, trendy, whatever. Like, I don't have an NBA team here, so I kind of just pick a team whose style I liked. I hated basketball in the early 2000s. God, that was so ugly.
Yeah, that
Knicks,
like...
Knicks and the Heat doing 85 to 78 games.
That's the...
awful.
It's about to be that again. Knicks and Heat, second round.
Yeah, but at least they can crack 100 each time, or crack 100 anymore.
Jimmy Butler can probably crack 60 by himself, so.
He's a freak, man. My son is a big Bucks fan. He was not too happy when find out that Greek Freak was done for the year.
That was a bummer.
Oh, well. Who do you think's going to win it?
Ooh, I don't know, man. Feel pretty good about nobody, actually. Like, everything's like the Celtics probably, but even though I hate saying, because I hate them so much.
Yeah, they
will win the East.
Did they finish, like, my screen is frozen here with them up? Yeah, they won. Hawks.
Yeah, they won tonight. They'll get Chad Sixers in the next round.
No, Golden State is a 1 o'clock game on Sunday if necessary. Ooh. So if Sacramento wins tomorrow. And I'm assuming the Reds and Reds and Oakland are going to play an afternoon game. Yeah, there might be 500 people there. Yeah, I'll take under 30,000. If they play, if Golden State loses and Game 7 is on Sunday, that's going to be a sparse crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least the Warriors just moved across the bay. Like, they only moved 30 minutes away, not
many miles. Not where there was, like, the tunnel between the two stadiums. Yeah.
Yeah. One big ugly-ass complex with two concrete, one domed toilet and one undomed toilet.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So, all right, we're getting out of here. Sleep good. Good night. See you all tomorrow.
Everybody.
Bye.